Good morning and shalom. Blessed be Jesus. Want to invite us into the study of the book of Galatians, chapter number 5, from verses 15 all the way to the end 25 to 26. We want to see how we can be able to walk in the path of freedom. We want to look at what affects our walking in the path of freedom and what empowers us or what enhances us to walk in that path. And we are going to discover a few things. That number one, we will be able to walk by or to be able to walk freely because we are called to freedom. If we walk or we live by the Spirit, if we walk by the power of the Holy Spirit, if we live by the Spirit's power, we'll be able to do that. Number two is if we make sure that we use the freedom for building each other, not to indulge into the works of the flesh. Because sometimes when people get freedom, they misuse the freedom. You see, the previous session, we were seeing that some people drift from the path of freedom and they go back to the path of the flesh. But there are people who still live in the path of freedom, but they abuse the power of freedom and they indulge into the works. Number three, we will also discover that for us to be able to walk in the path of freedom, we need to build each other, we need to support each other, we need to live by each other. But if we devour each other, if we fight each other, we will destroy each other on that path of freedom. And some people have killed themselves, have destroyed themselves, by freedom, well, they walk in this path of freedom. Because when people are walking in the path of freedom and success, they do not know how to manage. They don't know how to maintain it for the glory of God. And we will discover that the key thing is to live by the power of the Holy Spirit, not by the power of the flesh, not to destroy each other, but to build each other. And so in the writings, if you can go to the writing to get those points clear, Paul is saying from verses 13, he says, "You, my brothers and sisters, you are called to be free. Do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh, but rather serve one another humbly in love." So this is a point we have just said, that while you walk in the path of freedom, you are keeping on the highway of freedom. Do not indulge the flesh. No, do not satisfy the flesh. Do not use freedom in vain. Do not use freedom as a license to do works of the flesh. Do not use the grace of God, because this path is the path of grace. Do not use this grace in vain. That's what he's saying here. But use it to serve each other in love. And then he says, "For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out or you will destroy each other." It says that while people walk on this path, one of the ways that makes people to go back also to the path of flesh is when they devour each other, is when they bite each other, they backbite each other, is when they destroy each other. So Paul is saying, watch out. so that you don't destroy each other on this path. So people can either maintain in the path of freedom or go to the work of the path of flesh and works because of the way they make themselves helpless by fighting each other. You know, we can use our negative energy, you know, to destroy the positive energy. We can use our energy negatively. And Paul is saying, let's watch out. But then he says, if we only remember that all the laws that you've been talking about can be summed up in one law. And the law is love your neighbor as yourself. Now that is the sum of the law, and that's the law of Christ. If we talk about this, is there the law of Christ? Yes. The law of Christ is love. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desire of the flesh. Now the other point that makes us to be able to walk on the path of freedom is to walk by the Spirit. If we let the Holy Spirit guide us, we'll not gratify the desires of the flesh. Then he says this, and he mentioned, for the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. So he brings out about the Spirit of God and the flesh. So let's let the Spirit of God, walking in the two paths, they are in conflict. And you cannot walk on the two of them. You can either walk on one of them. So for us to maintain and have ability and empower ourselves, we have to allow the Spirit of God to empower us to walk in this path. Remember we said that reason to why, or what makes it very possible for us to go or to drift, is the princes of our helplessness, is for us to be helpless. And we are helpless, as we said, because we are children, or we do not know the truth, or we have not heard the power of the cross, or the truth about the cross. But now we have also alienated from Christ because of walking on the law path. But here we are also saying, when we are not allowing the Holy Spirit to guide us. So these are the works of the flesh, because he says that they are contrary to that of the Spirit. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissension, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgy, and the like. You're not even finished. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. For us, the path of freedom is also called the path of the kingdom of God. I think that's what we can also, we have looked at several words or terms that we can use: the kingdom of God, you know, the path of, you know, the highway of the kingdom of God, or the path we call inheriting the kingdom of God, the rule of God, that we are able to allow God to rule through us. That is the path. But the people who walk by the works of the flesh, they enable their flesh to take over. We cannot inherit the kingdom of God. But what are the Spirit, or the fruit of the Spirit? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there's no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with his passion and desires. So this is the point, that for us not to walk in the path of flesh, we need to crucify. We need to crucify the flesh with all its desires. We need to crucify it. How do we crucify it? We crucify it by allowing the Spirit of God to help us, or by letting the Word of God guide us, or by confessing to Jesus Christ that we are unable to do it, and asking Jesus to do that. Then he says, "Such since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, envying each other." Paul concludes by saying, the impact of being conceited, provoking each other, envying each other, fighting each other, the using our negative energy weakens ourselves, weaken the team, weaken the community, and we are, and it makes it very simple for us, even for you as an individual, to drift, because we are not building each other, we are weakening ourselves, we are not allowing the Spirit of God to take over, we are allowing the flesh to take over instead of crucifying the flesh. Father, we ask in Jesus' name that the Spirit of God would guide us in this path of freedom. Help us not to drift, and help us to empower ourselves not to drift by letting the community dynamics or the group's dynamics to build us and not to destroy ourselves. Letting the Spirit of truth and obeying the law of Christ, which is love, loving one another, and also loving our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.